SV Pod is presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. Coming up today on SV Pod, Steve and I will talk NBA draft. As a televised product, we have got to figure something out because it's a difficult watch. Canceled games in college football, showing us just how hard it's going to be to finish anything. And I have a real problem with the DC government in terms of tickets. Actually, they have a real problem with me and how fast I drive. I might need to have a GoFundMe. We'll talk about that later. Also, my man Stanford Steve, as you know, a podcast machine, not just here with us. Make sure you check out Stanford Steve and the Bear Podcast, all the gambling info you need for the college football games each week. He has been red hot. Download and subscribe to Stanford Steve and the Bear and SV Pod wherever you get your podcasts.
And action.
Welcome, it's SV Pod. I'm outside, Steve. I have a hat on.
I see that. Did you get kicked out or what's going on?
We early on, we discovered that the audio quality in my office, in my house, was garbage. So we came outside and found, ooh, that sounds much better. But now it's chilly and I'm sitting out here in the, I got a coat and a hat on. I'm starting to wonder, I don't know how this is going to work in the wintertime. We need to get back in the lab, in the studio.
Yeah,
Rockhold, you get Travis. You're going to be back in the studio soon, right?
Yes. No. In two weeks, I'm going back because I've gained access. I'm going to be doing some stuff on the radio side, so they have to allow me in.
Nice.
So in a couple of weeks, we can
We could do it at the studio in DC.
Yep.
So I won't have to sit out here all winter, like Jack Nicholson is shining.
So maybe I should have not said that and see how long we could get you to do it out in the winter time before you said no.
That ain't right. But we waited this week until after the NBA draft because we thought, well, let's see what comes out of that. Ay, ay, ay. I mean, look, you and me love college basketball.
Absolutely.
Right? Love it.
Absolutely.
Live it. Watch tons of it. I don't care what league. I mean, I'm Big Ten Scotty, documented, mm-hmm. but I grew up in the ACC. That's no secret. I don't care what conference it is. Like, we love college basketball. Watch tons of it. And the draft is an exciting night. Like, I don't want to come out here and all over the emotions of the draft because, like, there were a ton of tears on Wednesday night that were real, and I get it. I mean, the pandemic and we're isolated and the process went on 8 months after the season ended. There was no March Madness. There was no combine, all of which makes this feel totally blind. I wrote about it in One Big Thing. And I think from the family standpoint, like they're by themselves, like it's just us and you're with the people that got you to that moment and you get picked. And those moments are awesome, right? Mm-hmm. No minimizing any of that. But trying to connect the dots as a consumer of the product, be it the sport or the actual televised draft, it is an impossibility. It's just, I felt like a lot of people, and Travis, you said as much, like you tapped out. And I think a lot of people probably just, like it felt like the NBA got to the second round and they tapped out. The whole night was just, man.
You're forgetting a major component here.
All right.
You're trying to prep because you're the guy on the after the draft that's trying to make any sense of this. You have to ask people questions. What happened?
How about we just steal the TNT bit and just who he played for? No one knows. It's like this is – I'm just going to start with this. All right, we can get to who's good and who knows what anyone got. But I'm going to start with the complaint. The televised – the draft as a televised product has got to be fixed because it doesn't make any sense. It's, let me just say this about Reese Davis, who's the host. In our business, all right, I don't know anyone who's better at the job than Reese Davis in terms of being composed, in control, never misspeaking. He's... like, there's things I think I'm good at, but he's great at all of it. He never gets in the way. I talk too much. He never does. He's just the perfect host. He can be traffic cop. He can be point guard. He can be the one that's disseminating the information. And as great as he is, no one could make the draft makes sense, because it's like RJ Hampton gets picked by the Bucks. Here's the guy in his draft party room getting the hat. Nope, not the Bucks. Chucks the hat because he got picked by, I think, Denver. And that happens like 40 times out of the 60. No, not 40 times. 20 times out of 60 picks. It feels like a third of the time someone's drafting for someone else. And so then the guys that are doing the draft are talking about how so-and-so fits with so-and-so team. And the internet already knows he's not playing for that team. And the picks were already broken before Reese could say it, because Woj and Shams are in this Twitter competition to see who can break the news first. And I get it. I'm not knocking them. That's what the space demands you do. And so this, everyone that's an NBA person is on Twitter, because NBA Twitter runs the world. And so the televised component is just, it's just set up to fail. Like, I don't know how you fix it. I've been thinking about it since last night, driving home. I'm like, I don't know what you do. And I feel like this was the same rant we had last year with the giving people the hats and making them go through the procedure of the picture and the hat when everyone knows they're not going to play for them. It's just stupid. Why make them do that?
I don't know. I don't. And we did. We had the same exact identical complaints, arguments, conversations, chats, whatever. Exactly the same after the last NBA draft. And that was that Zion? That was Zion and John Moran, I think.
Here's the fix, Steve. I have a fix. You ready? Next year, following the draft, no show. I ain't the one. Somebody else can do it, and that's fine. Because I get so frustrated as the person, because you know me, I am a context. To me, context, the most important thing that we can provide. Why does something matter? Here's what matters. Here's why. It's so difficult to make sense of the night. So many people are just trying to trade for down the road. Oklahoma City, I think, has every pick for the next 12 years.
Them or New Orleans.
It's just the draft's going to be simple. Everyone that just came out, they now play for Oklahoma City. They have 60 people on their team. It's going to be a hell of a tryout. It's complicated, but they have them all. Presti has every first rounder. That's one thing I know. The Twitter piece combined with the TV piece makes the TV piece like you're doing a show knowing that the cat's out of the, you know what I'm saying? The cat's out of the bag. It'd be like if you were calling a game, but Shams and Woj had the feed and they were live tweeting plays and you knew that you were like a drive behind, you were a series behind in a football game.
Yeah.
You're calling a game. You're like, well, everybody already knows that, you know, that the Cardinals, score on this drive, but we're going to tell you about Seattle getting ready to punt. I don't have a fix other than just no show next year. No show.
All right.
We're not doing it. As for the players in the draft, I also think that played a huge role in why last night felt so odd. I mean, you asked me the question last week. You're like, who's the first person that's going to get picked that played more than in 1 year in college?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I guess, I don't know. Obi Toppin played a few years. Like, he's like 23, which, like, they talk about him, like, that means, like, he's basically my age. He's getting AARP mailers. He's going to have to sit down and get a walker because he's that old. No, he's just, maybe he's more ready to contribute, to be a contributor now, because so many of the guys that get picked, like, I don't know. They're just not ready. Bobby Marks comes on, Steve, and who drafts did he like? Well, he liked the Clippers and the Nets. Why? Because what'd they do? They traded and got guys Luke Kennard and Landry Shamet, who you got guys who've been in the league. He liked the draft not because of the picks they made, but the vets they got. And we're not talking about grizzled vets. We're just talking about guys who've been in the league long enough to kind of figure out what to do. So I don't know. Like I talked to Rosillo driving home last night about the whole process, and you know he spent.
Oh, so that's why he didn't answer my call. He was talking to you.
Yeah, me and Rosillo were chewing the fat late into the night about all of it. And it's, you know, we were talking about guys we liked and guys, he's like, it's amazing. Cause like any play I brought up about a specific player, he immediately knew. Cause he invests to that level, but we can have that type of conversation. Cause I watch it like you do to the same level. So, I mean, I don't know. As I'm talking, I hear this old guy yelling at the clouds, I guess. But I just, as a televised product, man, it's a tough sell. And then look at the NBA drafts over the past however many years, and look at, like, how many real contributors are there now? Like, how many guys next? Like, what are you going to get? Probably not a lot.
Yeah, it's like I'm looking, Scott. I think there's six guys that went in the first round that are from Pac-12 schools.
Uh-huh.
I think, like, thinking back to the last mock bracket, like the highest school was like maybe like Oregon as a 9 seed. The conference had six guys taken
in the first round. Wow. First round. Wow.
That's nuts.
And was Jalen, Jalen Smith from Maryland, who went 10 to Phoenix, was he the only Big Ten first round pick? I think he was.
Yeah, I'm trying to scroll here. Like,
well, that league had a bunch of Illinois had their best players go back. Wisconsin really, they don't have guys that leave early. Iowa, Garza stuck around for a year.
Yeah, that's all I see.
Football conference, boys.
Well, I mean, last year there was pretty. There's, I think, look at the top 10 rankings. There's like four Big Ten teams this year, or top 10 or top 12. I mean, that conference is loaded this year, in part because a lot of guys didn't go early. But I mean, look, this is we know what it is. Guys come in, they leave. Whether ready or not, they leave. Whether they're ready to contribute or not, we don't know. In the case of Edwards at Georgia, he wasn't going to play in the tournament that wasn't played anyway. LaMelo Ball played overseas.
You had a guy that didn't start at Florida State get drafted by the Bulls.
At four. A guy that, you know, who went to? Why am I blanking?
Huh? Wiseman.
Okay, thank you. That's it. Right.
He played one and a half games, two games?
I don't know. He played one game against a team that at least was in their weight class in Oregon. And that was the one game that I watched because I'm like, okay, let me see what this is. Because I know you learn nothing with the AAU. You know what I think? I think he's good. Like, I look,
you do.
But that's underlying think. I don't know. I think the talent, I think what he is just in terms of his makeup. And what I read about him as a guy, I mean, makeup both on and off the floor. Like, I believe I think he can be good, but like Priscilla's line was like, yeah, if he ends up being like the third string center on the Wizards in 5 years, would that shock you? Well, no, you wouldn't.
No.
He's behind Jan Mahimi. Oh, that's what happened to Wiseman. Like, that happens a ton in the NBA drafts. So
I just think of basketball reps, right? Like basketball reps. All right. Okay. AAU, you talked about it.
Yep.
All right. Now Wiseman, the situation happens at Memphis. He plays whatever two games at Memphis. Now he goes to one of the most respected franchises in the NBA.
Uh-huh.
And in order to play, he's not going to play until he knows how the defense works. And listen, you say what you want about Draymond Green. He's a smart ass basketball player. He knows every single in and out. Steph Curry, smart. Kerr, unbelievable. The system, they are not going to put him in a situation until he learns the defense, and everybody's going to say, oh, why isn't he playing? He should just be getting minutes. No, they're not going to put him in. It's a totally different game. It's way more complex than people think, and I root for the kid. I think the Warriors are very welcoming. I think, you know, I wasn't sure about Mannion out of Arizona. God, what a great situation to go and play with Steph Curry every day. Like, that's
– he lasted till 48. I couldn't believe that.
That's amazing to me, like the situation that you fall into. You know, there's been whispers. I mean, we had Bill Self on this podcast. I told him that I love Azubuike just because he got himself so much better in his time at Kansas. And now he goes to Utah, I think.
Yeah.
And now I'm hearing whispers about Spider and Gobert not, like, you know, getting into it. Maybe that's, you know, a slide right in and play. I really like the kid Stewart from Washington. That went to the Blazers, I believe.
I don't know. No one
that's
knows.
Who picked him.
No one knows.
No, the Pistons. Yeah, there you go.
That's who he plays for, Detroit?
Yeah, he's going to the Pistons. But, see, I mean, that kid plays as hard as anybody. He ended up only measuring at 6'9", but, I mean, he's pretty skilled. It's a tough thing. I love your boy Jalen Smith going to Phoenix. Who doesn't want to come into the NBA and play with Chris Paul? Like, how awesome is that?
That's a pretty good spot for him. And look, obviously, no secret. I would have been rooting for him to go anywhere. I just laughed at the mocks. Like, so many of these mocks, and I get that it was just absolutely throwing crap at the wall. No one knew, but I mean, he wasn't in first rounds of mocks. I was like, do you guys have a cable package, Fire Stick, YouTube,
internet,
a dish? Yeah, then you got the Wi-Fi connection.
Hulu.
Yeah, thank you, Hulu. Hey. Never. Who would mention them? Should have mentioned them first. Edit this. Hulu. Fire up the Hulu. Yeah. Whatever it is you like, did you watch, you know, I don't know, whatever. And you know what? And I tweeted it out. Like, I don't, whatever. He didn't go first in your mocks. He went 10 in real life. Have some. Yeah. But then just the whole 8 months later, no tournament, no combine, no clue for me. And then you televise it and it's done in such a way where it's just the whole thing needs to be rebooted. The only fix I have is don't do the show. And so that's my fix. It's very selfish, but all politics are local. No more draft shows. And what?
We had to turn the voice off a bunch because of, you know, we're prepping for the show. I'm not sure how much it was mentioned. Season starts in a month.
Right. And the biggest story of the night is Clay gets hurt. You know, I mean, it's just, and the season does start in a month. That's another thing that's going to sneak up on us.
Nuts.
Is there any way to tell the story?
Yes, there is.
All right. So let me tell you. So last night.
You're very good at this.
All right. So I'm exasperated.
Exasperated. Can I vouch, like, getting to the part, like, unapproachable? Why are we questioning every move? Just Diet Coke's not going to settle the mood anymore. Go ahead.
I sucked on Wednesday night because I just don't like doing a show that I feel like can't answer questions and where the host doesn't have any grasp of the content. I don't like that.
Understood.
I mean, it's like, I feel like my job for an hour is to drive the vehicle somewhere. And it's not a good feeling when you feel more like a passenger and you don't know if anyone has the wheel and you're just kind of at the whims of this. It's a helpless feeling. And I never feel that way going into a show. So that makes me feel I have angst. So I needed to do something with that angst. So I put on a hat, put on the wool hat, and I went outside. I went down. We're on 17th Street in Washington, D.C. Go down the elevator. I go outside. And it's cold outside, but it feels good. It's like cold air, kind of smack you in the face. All right, pull yourself together, man. Pal. Deep breath. All right, we're good. It's nice. Nice night. Chilly. Out walks a guy. Hey, man, what's up? Hey, how you doing? Are you just hanging out? Yeah, I'm just sort of just catching my breath here real quick. Okay, cool. Hey, man, I want to get a picture with you sometime, but I guess I can do it another time. And I'm like, well, what time would that be? I'm here right now. I'm not going anywhere. Why don't we just get a selfie? Fine, I'm happy to do it. So then the part happens where you're trying to get the selfie part figured out, and obviously masks, social distancing, and you know, you try to give somebody some room. So I'm just going to do the thing. I'll stand behind you, and then you can do that thing where you put the phone out here and you take the picture, and I'm standing over your shoulder. All right. So the dude's getting his camera together, and as he's trying to get the camera, the camera's facing the wrong. We all do that. Say, oh no, you're facing the wrong way. You got to flip it around. And when you got to flip it around, you just hit the camera and then it reverses. Now we can see each other. Only he hit a different button. And when he hit that different button, Steve, on his screen, the conversation he was having with a lady friend popped up. And now on this cold Wednesday night, standing on the street in the middle of D.C., my man's is holding his phone up, and on his screen is a picture of some boobs. Now, I don't know. I don't know what you would do in that situation, but I just went, whoa! And I said, let me give you some room over here. Let me give you some space to figure out what you want to do over there. He's like, oh, no, we're good. I'm like, are we? Are we?
Tighten it up, man.
Are we good? Because I wasn't prepared for that in this exchange. I thought I was just going to stand back here. I didn't know we were doing that thing.
Oh, and
so,
God.
So then I stood behind him and put a smile on my face, and then that was that. So
that's a good one.
So that was a good one. And, I mean, the gentleman couldn't have been any nicer. And I mean, I think, look, everybody's got their stuff. You're having your conversations out there with people, doing what you're doing. I just wasn't prepared for that part of the selfie equation. It wasn't in the equation. And then I went back upstairs and I told Steve that I feel like the Lord sent that man to help me and help lighten the mood. and the mood was lightened and we did our show. And now here we are a day later. But here I just would say, just, you know, when you're going to get your selfie with whomever, just tighten your
lock it up.
Make sure you don't have stuff open, you know, yeah. that wouldn't just tighten it up.
There you go.
All right. Moving on. Steve, the Dirty Terps had to cancel another football game. There are 15 games canceled this weekend in college football. This weekend, each weekend grows ominous. I don't know if that's the right word. It's just you're going to have to thread the needle to get this thing to the finish line, and it's becoming increasingly apparent, you know, how difficult the ask is and how steep the hill is. And, you know, you're hearing rumblings about they could move things back and this and that, but it's just, I don't know. The college basketball is supposed to start in a week, and it's like, so yeah. You're going to be able to do that indoors and we can't do this. And we're trying to do most of this stuff outdoors. I don't know. I try to be optimistic, but everywhere around the country, cases spike. We're in a state, Maryland, where they're reducing the numbers of people that can be places. That's happening a lot of places. People yep. are going more virtual again. It just feels like until we can get this vaccine, and that doesn't sound like it's till the spring, that just it's going to be a chore to try to maintain where we're at.
Mm-hmm. I got some good news. Pac-12 approved non-conference games.
So are Colorado and Colorado State actually going to play this weekend?
I think they were trying to. Let's get it done.
And here's the thing I'd say. Like, I know for a fact that, like, Maryland was hoping they could play. Like, whether they could practice or not, the kids they wanted to try. Like, everyone wants to try. And we'll continue to hope that these continue to be just what they are, which is guys that get sick and then get better. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen anyone get ill to the point that it's, you know, some sort of a hospital situation. I mean, and that's the fear. But I mean, that's what you're seeing with these schools. You saw it with Houston and Baylor early in the season. They're like, okay, well, you got a game canceled, we got one canceled, let's put it together, let's make lemonade out of lemons. Mm-hmm. but it's smart. You know what, the Pac-12, the Big Ten should have done it too. And in retrospect, they should have let Nebraska play whoever that was they wanted to play early. If somebody's got a free date, you can get a game, play.
Get a game, play. I got some questions for you.
Is this Scott on the spot?
Sure.
Is it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Scott on the spot. Pew, pew, pew. Okay. That was a low key.
Remember when I was moved down here and I was asking you about the ticket situation? Like, here we got cameras here.
Here we go.
I've been pretty good lately. I just want to see how you were doing with the, you know, speeding cameras and red light cameras and how you making out with that after you made fun of me for 3 months.
Remember on the pod a while ago when I asked about when you drive like through a light or whatever and you hear like beep, beep in your car?
Yeah.
You know what that is? That's your car telling you that there's a camera here. That's what that's what your car is doing. Your car is trying to say, hey, dumbass, slow down. And let me tell you about what has happened here. In the District of Columbia, there are cameras that are speed enforcing cameras. And I got a couple of tickets recently. I got two in the mail, and I sat down and logged on to the old website to pay them. And I was like, whoa, I actually have three. Well, I want to say it was $400. That's kind of steep.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's pay those. We're all clear. Me and the DC government are square. All is right between me and them. No problems.
Got it.
Well, I got a letter in the mail the other day. Another picture of the back of my vehicle.
Yeah, those are so depressing.
Let me tell you what's more depressing, Steve.
What?
When you log on to that website to pay that one ticket, and there are five.
What?
Five. And there are two each on the same day. I got two on MacArthur Boulevard on the same drive, like by the guess back-to-back lights. And there are one going to work on one day and one coming home. It's the same spot on K Street. There's this bridge, yeah. And you got to drive like 20 miles an hour. And the other night, I was driving like 25. miles an hour and the camera went off. And I swear to God, if I get a ticket on November the 11th at 1:30 in the morning, I'm not paying it. Okay. I'm not paying it because I was driving 20 and a 25. And I know now what to do, but I did not know that when I logged on, I would have five tickets for $700. My God. Like, I need a driver. So I need to take public transportation, but there's a pandemic, so I'm not doing that. I need somebody to drive me, or I need to drive a speed limit.
And yeah,
all those years of joking about how I drove 100 home on 84 in Connecticut when I kind of, you know, did.
Yeah.
And those days are done, brother. I mean, it is expensive to get home. It's expensive to commute in this place if you're going to, you know, slightly fracture the laws as it relates to the speed limit. 700, brother. Come on. Like, I mean, that, you know how much that sucks?
Well, as you told the guy that had the X-rated picture on his phone, tighten it up.
All right. That's reasonable. I mean, it's no one's fault but mine. Like, I'm not blaming anyone. I'm just, I think I just need to say it out loud so that I can make it part of my life. I need to tighten things up. I need to follow the speed limit laws around the DC area.
Very good.
Okay.
You walk into a restaurant to have dinner. Mm-hmm. They ask you what you want to drink. Uh-huh. It's a Diet Coke. They say, we don't have it. You say iced tea. They say, we don't have it. You say water. They say, we don't have it. What do you get to drink?
How do you not have water?
They don't have it.
What kind of restaurant is this? So I can't have Diet Coke, I can't have iced tea, and I can't have water?
Yeah.
Tito's and Seven with some limes. Yeah. Let's go. I enjoyed Tito's and Seven with some limes. The problem is that, you know, one's too many and five or six isn't enough.
I like the lemon better than lime.
No, the lime. The lime's just delicious. Oh, it's just so, the citrusy. Okay. The citrusy taste is such a Tito's and Seven with limes.
Tito's and Seven Up with lime. Okay.
See, I just go soda water with my Tito's.
Well, when he asks you that, Travis, yeah, exactly. That can be
thanks
your answer.
For chiming in. No one asked you what you
case anyone here at the table wants to know Travis Rockhold's order, now you know. Make sure it's soda, not seven. That's what he would like. The gentleman
comes in.
The gentleman in the back that no one was talking to.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Top three soup power rankings. Go.
Lobster bisque.
What?
That's three. We're working our way to the top.
Oh, okay.
Lobster bisque three. My mom's homemade vegetable. Oh. Homemade vegetable by mom. Two. Number one, crab soup.
Okay.
Now, let me make that clear. That can be either if you like to do the white-based crab, which is like a cream of crab. Spectacular.
I haven't had that yet.
Or if you want to do basically it's like a vegetable with crab and some Old Bay, that's number one. So
that's the Drowned Brown one we had, right?
Correct. That was the R.J. Bentley's crab soup, which has gotten much better through the years, by the way. That used to be more sort of a suggestion of crab. Now there's actual crab in it. Lobster bisque, mom's homemade vegetable. Crab soup.
All right, two more.
Okay.
Are the Eagles going to the playoffs?
That's a great question. They keep being like, I said it on SportsCenter Wednesday, FPI, Football Power Index, has them as the highest rated team to go. And then you watch them play every week, and you're like, maybe, like, when are they going to be good? I keep believing that they're the best team in the NFC. Like, you talk about dying on this hill. Like, I don't want to fight on this hill, but I'm going to die on this hill because who are you going to pick? The Giants? No, I'm not picking them. They actually compete, though. Like, hard to knock them. But I just – Philly has to win the East. If they don't win the East, I don't know. What are they even doing?
Okay. All right. Last one.
Hold on. Scott on the spot. Pew, pew.
Trevor Lawrence is back for Clemson.
Yep.
A couple guys are back. Also, Florida State's not good.
Nope.
They scored 73 against Georgia Tech. Mm-hmm. Does Dabo score over under 62 this week?
Under.
Okay.
Florida State's got enough guys on defense that they won't let that happen.
Okay.
What'd you set the 62?
62.
Under.
55.
Under.
Okay.
Florida State could make it into winners.
Wow, we'll be opposite because I gave out Clemson.
All right, Florida State's not going to be in winners. Shout out to my friends that ask on the text thread, who does Stanford Steve have? And they demanded, like, how about you listen to the podcast? How about you listen to Stanford Steve and the Bear? How about you support your friend? And
they're like, do you have the card made out for winners yet?
I'm actually going to do that right now. I did the preliminary list that had included people like Vanderbilt that I'm pretty sure I think I broke up with them early this year, right?
They covered. Yeah, you did. They were on the cross off list, but they did cover last week. They covered last week.
I understand that, but Florida scores. Speaking of over under 62, Florida gets points like you read about. I can't take Vanderbilt. They were on the preliminary list. South Carolina was on the preliminary list. I broke up with them. But they broke up with Boom Muschamp, so new coach syndrome. I don't know. That works in hockey. I don't know if that's going to work in college football. I'm going to narrow it down. I think I'm going to tighten it up as I'm going to do driving in on the streets of D.C. I probably narrow it down to probably five, I think. Winners on
sports. I said that was going to be five last night. Nice.
You always have a real good read on sort of where my mind is. And check out Stanford Stephen the Bear. You're hotter than a pistol, aren't you?
21-12. Is that good?
That's better than me. I mean, I'm over 500. I'm only 4 over. That's 9 over. That's, you know, it's printing money for free. What are you paying? You got any more?
Yeah, we all sort of knew it was coming, but Woj just broke it. Season-ending Achilles tear for Clay. That's brutal, man. He's like my favorite guy to watch in the NBA.
I really dig him, too, because whenever he comes on, like, he makes fun of himself. Like, we asked him about the dunk. Like, he does that weird thing when he dunks. Like, he almost, like, he's afraid he can't. Like, he kind of throws it up really hard into his hand, and then he laughed about it. Like, I think for, like, a superstar, he seems like such a regular dude. And I just – that just sucks. Ugh. And, I mean, as an athlete that, you know, you played through and with injuries, I just – You talked about it, Steve. Like, when you're the guy that has the injury and you just go off by yourself, like, how depressing is that?
It's pretty darn depressing, man. Because the guys know, like, you know, you're there with them. You'll be there on game day or whatever. But, like, you can't be there. You can't do what they're doing. You just want to do what they're doing. But they know you can't. So, like, they kind of have to be like, hey, we got to get on with this over here. You know?
Yeah, man.
And it's just a brutal dynamic. It really, really is. And
that's so real though, because it's like we gotta do our thing.
We gotta go here. You know, right. Like, you know,
we
know
we want you to be with us, but we with us or not, we're, you know, we jump at 8. Like, that's game time.
And then you go, like, you're the injured guy. You go to the game. Like, this is the one that always gets dicey to me. It's like, it's kind of like how we judge people after losses. You know, like, hey, did he go shake hands? It's like, that's a touchy thing, because you're judging somebody at the toughest time that they're having right there. But then, like, you're the injured guy and you go to the game to cheer your team on. You know, you think it's going to give them support, stuff like that. It's really, really, really hard to do. It's really hard because you can't really do anything.
And he just did it for a year. And then by the time he gets back, it'll be 2 full years in the midst of prime years. And
not on top of this one, this is the Achilles. Like, that's the big question I have about Durant this year. Like, you go back and look at the guys who've done Achilles, you know, with Kobe and Dominique and, you know, the explosive guys that we've seen. I mean, it's the results have not been great. And
no, I would think that in Clay's case, though, I mean, he's not a vertical game guy. Like, he's not playing above the rim. That's not what he does.
No.
But you know, still, how does it impact you? But on top of the fact that now it's a knee and an Achilles. I mean, that's just, I don't know, man. That sucks. There's no other way to say it than that. And how does it impact what they do, how they plan? You know, it's a small window, and they enjoyed the window they had. One closes with Durant leaving and the injuries of last year, and now where's that leave them? This is a downer of a way to end it.
Sorry.
But you knew we were waiting on that news, and it has arrived. So, How many games did you get bet on your podcast, Steve?
Three.
For those that don't listen to Stanford Steve and the Bear and want to give us downloads, what are they?
We went with the over in the Florida Vanderbilt game. Mm-hmm. We went against the Stanford Cardinal because I don't think they should be giving points. There's a
psychology there that's involved, but I'm not going to delay the.
Not really.
Just watch
the tape. And Clemson.
Okay, there you go. So it's a hate bet against
over
his own team.
I like the over in the Clemson game too.
And a little bonus. There you go. So that's why you listen. You stay to the end. Yeah, you get a little bonus. A little bonus nugget from Steve there on the way out. A little
white Clemson crab and, soup. I got it.
And
that.
High.
Is the white crab soup as rich as lobster bisque?
Cream of crab? Yeah, without a doubt.
Really?
Without a doubt. Yeah,
it's a little too much for my taste buds.
Well, then don't get it.
I'm going to go get some crab soup.
There you go. Not complicated. Don't get stuff you don't like.
I'm a grocer. Let's go.
All right, Steve's
going
to watch
out. If you go to, but you got to be careful. If you go to Potomac Grocer, there's a speed camera from your house to there.
I can't even fathom how many tickets.
Oh, you know what you should do.
The car dealer got when I had the temporary tag. Like they must have gotten $5,000 in tickets based on the clip I'm at.
Seriously, you're not. Hearing is not your strength.
No, I'm.
So you should blame it on your car that it wasn't beeping loud enough.
Just say I can't pay these because I'm deaf and I didn't hear it.
He's going to lose his license.
I was going to say, then they're going to say, well, wait.
Say, how old are you? 90? Nope.
No, I've had these headphones on my head for 20 years playing music loud as hell. All right. We've done enough here.
I think we're done.
Yeah, it's just gone on long enough. Everyone have a nice day. Be safe. And we will talk to you soon.